a rich man's world. I have turned the soul of this beautiful land, but that beauty a rich man's world.
We bring the boom. Grace, get off your phone. We bring the boom. Grace, get off her phone.
Messaging new client. Woo!
Woo!
You look tired. What is this? Wake up. Wake up. Wake up. You know why you're probably tired? Because again, it's 9 o'clock at night. And we could have done this an hour ago.
Do you know why I'm tired?
But someone had to get their clients all up to date, didn't they? So, shout out to all the GLF clients for slowing down the production of this podcast. Anyway.
Priorities, dare I say.
Anyway.
By the way, hey, Lara.
we'll name drop you 1,000 times now, Lara.
Hey, Lara and Lara.
Lara's.
Hey, Lara's.
Lara's.
We actually have.
Fellow L.
We actually have more than one Lara that listens.
Yes, there was some confusion with that last week.
But, Lara. If you know, you know.
Yeah, the better Lara.
No, that'll keep them guessing. That's not true.
That'll keep them guessing. No,
I love
I'm kidding.
Everyone named
both
Lara.
Laras are great. Yes, I'm kidding. They'll be racking their heads at that. Welcome back, everyone, to another week of the Talking Fit, Talking Shit.
I know what I can update
podcast.
On.
We welcome you back for another week in Grace's bedroom. I think we're just going to run it.
Hell yeah. To the
ground.
You know, I'm sick of...
Yeah.
You know, I'm sick of...
Grace is way more in the zone in here.
I'm sick of...
She lays here with a, you know, fanny out, just kicking back.
Don't say that. That's ridiculous. No, I'm sick of supporting the uni.
Yeah. University's a scam?
Yeah.
Yes. Anyway, it's been 1,000 fucking million degrees today and yesterday.
If you were alive, you'd know that.
Yes, which has been disgusting. I'm not looking forward to summer. Are you? You are. Well, maybe not.
No, actually, I'm not.
Because you know what happened to Grace
no,
the other
I'm
day?
I'm going to tell this. This is part of my update.
Oh, okay. All right.
Well, how was your week first?
My week?
Yeah, we'll let Lewis,
it's been good.
Get his ramble out.
It's been good. We went bowling on the weekend.
Get some popcorn.
We went bowling on
the
weekend.
We'll be here for a while.
With shout out Tim, shout out Michaela.
Shout out Tim, shout out Michaela.
We went bowling and we
shout
did
out Tim and Michaela's Australian barking geckos.
Yes, yes. But yeah, no, it was a good night. It was good fun.
That's
I've
hilarious.
Never been to the Terrace Bowling Alley before and it is like very old school, I guess is the
but
right term
was
for it.
There were so many. We rocked up and we were like, oh, damn, it's going to be full of like crusty Raymond Terrace, like old people.
Yeah.
It was literally almost, it was 90% young people.
Yeah.
Who were like professional bowlers. It was crazy. Yeah. It was
just
so random.
Just quickly, I like had a almost like a deep convo about the people we saw in the bowling alley. One thing I find really, really is like compelling to me with people is people who have these really niche hobbies, like bowling, for instance. There was a 19-year-old bloke, he looked 19, could be younger even, dare I say, had headphones on, had his coach in his lane sitting there with him, just had a lane open, wasn't keeping track of the score, had his arm strapped up, like he was full proper serious, this bloke. Had the little like cloth thing that you must wipe the ball with or lube it up, I don't know, and was just throwing these spinners down the lane that were striking every second bowl pretty much. And there's something about that where it's different from like the gym and stuff. People have got that passion for something like that and love it and you can see it because with I guess people in our space like the gym and all that, it's very saturated. You don't know if people are in it for the right reasons, being that they love doing what they do. Is it they love doing it or is it they love the attention they get from it? These motherfuckers have no attention. There's no eyes to bowling and yet here they are Friday night. Could be fucking, old mate could be off, you know, drinking and whatever with his mates or just even hanging out with his mates. And here he is. I guess the other people that were there were probably his mates too. But, you know, just bowling. And he's got a passion for it. Like, you can just see it. And it's like, it's in something that you'd never really expect to bowling. Dare I say it could be an Olympic sport and should be an Olympic sport. But it's just, I love seeing that. Something about that is just cool to me. Makes me want to have something really niche, you know what I mean? But then I'm not doing it for the right reasons. So anyway, big digression.
How was your week?
Good.
God damn it.
Good, but we smoked at bowling. You didn't let me finish bowling. I'm bowling for a hot minute here.
Okay.
I bowled a 126 game, I'll have you know, which I haven't bowled a 100-plus point game of bowling for years. I don't even remember the last time I did. I bowled a turkey in that game, which is three strikes in a row. You know what happened? First ball I bowled in that game was a nine. Then it was the turkey, so the next three were strikes. Then guess what happened? I was on a fucking roll. I could have had a tear here and gotten a 200-plus point game.
What happened?
Guess who touched my ball and hexed it? Just like the table tennis bat, guess who touched my ball? It was me.
Yeah, I touched his ball.
You touched my ball, right? When you weren't supposed to touch my ball.
Your ball. Right?
My ball. My singular ball.
Yeah.
You touched it.
I
bowled my turkey with.
I will admit it.
Yeah, and she hexed it. She hexed it. If this were back in the Stuart days or whatever, a few hundred years ago, you'd be a witch.
I would be.
Witch.
I'd be sacrificed. Witch.
You would be. Burnt at the stake. You would be. So just be careful, right? Touching things and hexing them with your hex. What are you doing? What are you doing exactly right now?
My neck hurts.
Gosh.
You carry on and then I'll have my sport.
But bowling was fantastic. It was fantastic. And
it was good fun.
It was. And what else happened? Not a lot last week. That was probably one of the highlights of it was the bowling. I mean, I caught up with mates and stuff, which was good too. But what else happened last week? Here's my dementia brain kicking in. Fucking short-term memory out the door. You tell them about what happened to you.
My week. Let me tell you about my week.
Yes, go for it.
Okay, so I was thinking there was a couple. So anyway, I had a week and then on the Saturday. Sorry, this is a really poor intro. Whatever. Yeah. My week was fine. On Saturday, on Friday, we went bowling. I actually was good at bowling too. I won a game, scored a couple strikes, light work, whatever. Then on the Saturday.
Didn't score over 100, but.
Then on, whatever.
Anyway, keep going. Yeah.
You know, did I put you down once when you just boasted about yourself?
No, because you couldn't, because I was just bowling that insane. You'd be just lying.
I could shit all over your big inflated ego, but I don't. I let Grace, you have get your
this
moment.
Right. Great, get this right. I bowled my turkey and I turned back smiling, right? Because I'm happy. I just bowled a turkey. Do I not have the right to be proud of myself, right? And it's this, I turn around and I'm just smiling to myself. I'm like, oh, I'm really happy with that. And then here she is sat there going, look at him with his smirk and his silly ego. Like, oh, he loves this. Oh, he just loves himself. Oh.
What? That's not what I said.
It's just I can't have a moment, can
no,
I?
No, Lewis is just funny. You can tell when he's like winning something.
Everyone
really
loves to win something. Yeah, everyone loves it.
Yeah,
I'm not going to turn around and go, oh, damn.
No, but you can tell when you're like really smug with yourself.
I'm not being smug. No, I'm just happy.
No, yeah. Love that for you. But it's really funny. Like if you ever hang around Lewis and we're playing a competitive sport, you can tell when he's winning because he just lets this smugness radiate off him. It's
just
cute.
That's just false.
It's cute. Anyway.
Anyway.
And then on Saturday, I went for a beach day. Not really a beach day. We went to the lake, me and a couple friends, to just like lay on the sand and read our books and swim in the crystal clear blue water of Lake Macquarie. The most blissful day you can think of. And I absolutely had the best day ever. It was just perfect. It was just my ideal day.
Except
until Talia, one of our friends, one of the gals that I was there with, says, oh my God, guys, like the UV is 10 today. And I was like, we love a UV 10 day. But then, the time started to tick on and I'd been in and out of the water a lot.
Yeah.
And there was not a single cloud in the sky and I started to get a little bit red. Fast forward.
A little bit.
Fast forward. I basically have third degree, not actually. I've got
a bad sunburn.
I have the worst sunburn I've ever had in my life. The minute we left and got in the car, towards the end of the day, Abby looked at me and she goes, holy shit. She goes, holy shit. You are burnt. Crisp. And I was like, oh.
Burnt.
I was like, yeah. Anyway, it turned out I'm still suffering from it today. It's Tuesday. It happened on Saturday. It was that fucking bad. I had to skip the gym on Monday. I couldn't train on Monday because I'm super sunburned. I have a rockin' tan now, but like it's starting to get to the point where I'm tanning. So like my front half is tan, but if you roll me over onto my back, like my butt cheeks and my back, it is so red. It got so much more burnt. So I couldn't go to the gym because I wouldn't be able to sit on like the leg machines.
It'll be the tan that shaves a couple years off your life, dare I say. Well,
do you know what?
Dare I say.
I've been looking after my skin really well, and post-burn, I'll never do this again. I'm like, I have regrets, but post-burn, I've been looking after it well, and I'm not peeling, and I don't really think I will peel. Maybe
you will. I could feel it on your back.
No. You're already itchy.
It's going to be peel city.
Maybe very slightly on my back. A little bit, but not really, because I'm not really one to peel. I sort of just tan. But do you know that peeling after a sunburn is your body's way of getting rid of the damaged cells that are losing control and becoming cancerous? So all damaged cells are instructed to commit suicide.
Yep.
By your body.
Yeah.
And that's peeling, I guess.
Yeah.
And then obviously sunburns. Just
I didn't know it was cells that were becoming unstable. I thought it was just dead cells because the UV's just fucking destroyed the poor things.
It's them becoming unstable.
Unstable. And so they've pushed them to
and
the
so
surface.
And so they've been ordered to commit suicide.
Oh, so they're dead cells, but that's flaking off. But
yeah.
Yes. Okay. That's no, well, it is. I was correct in a way, though. Yeah.
Yeah, but that's pretty crazy.
Yeah.
Anyway, so that's me right now. I'm still recovering from a sunburn. And also, I'm really just going through a phase. I'm going through another one of my phases where I just can't
phase.
Be bothered. Like the gym is just, like I really don't want to go. Lydial. I have no motivation. But
You're like it's such a buzzword to be like, I'm going through a phase or I'm in my something era.
But anyway, we all know that you can't rely on motivation. So I'm showing up anyway, but I'm not really enjoying it. Just having a time where I'm just like, fuck. Like, ugh. Anyway. And last update of me is I'm on my last week of placement, which is so, you know what? I never thought I'd say this, but it's really bittersweet.
I can't believe that. That's, well, it makes sense because you've had the best placement ever.
I have had the best placement a uni student could ever get. And it makes me.
She wouldn't even know she's been on placement.
Makes me fucking sad that I'm stopping it because I really.
Makes me sad that I never got that.
Really like my supervisor. And I'm sad that someone else gets to go and do that placement next year and not me. I'm sad about it. I'm really
jealous.
Sad about it. Because, and I'm just, it's been good. And she's just, I want her to be my boss.
Yeah.
But she's like, she's never hiring anyone.
Yeah, it's a shame.
And it's just sad. I just really love, I really, really enjoyed it. And, you know, I shouldn't be sad because I'm going to stop placement and I'll be able to focus fully on my own work because I'm not returning to Oosh. Thank fuck.
Yep.
But there's something about it that just makes me, I'm a little bit emosh.
Yeah, it's sort of what I felt when I finished my Port Macquarie one. When the people have been good, you start to get a bit of an attachment to them and then you go, fuck, because you know that not everywhere is like that. And then you go like, that's...
it's just fucking sad.
It is.
So, I don't know. Hopefully, I'll keep my supervisor's contact and one day when I grow up to be like a legit adult.
Yeah.
And if I ever need mentoring, I'm going to call her because I love her.
Can we go back to the sunburn thing? What is the go with tanning? Why?
Tanning
Why? It's so just... I put tanning on the same level as smoking, to be honest. Mm. Yes. Because it's just like you're just getting at it for the rewards it gives you you know, immediately, so a tan now, but you're going to suffer the consequences later of, you know, if not cancer, dare I say you'll be wrinkly by the time you're 50 clicks over.
I know.
Because all your collagen will be dead and destroyed.
I know.
You know, I told a kid at Oosh that today that said that they like tanning and they were like, they were freaked out. And I was like, the fact that they could be just, it makes you wrinklier. Tanning because of the damage to your skin.
Yeah, 100%.
But it's just, I don't get it. It's, and I mean, I'm someone that's white as a ghost, so tanning doesn't work for me. It's always sunburn. And I will never forget the sunburn I had at the start of 2022 when I just met Grace and I got UV poisoning from it. It was that bad. I had a rash for months after it. I peeled everywhere. I was sunburnt from head to toe, like purple nearly, that day, I remember. And it was that thing of, I remember sitting in the car and the car was hot. It was a really fucking hot day. It's like what it's been recently. We're at the beach and I remember sitting in my fucking shitty old Nissan Tita, rest in peace. And it was hot in the car, but it was one of those things, it hurt on my bum and legs and then on my back to sit down on the seat. And I was like, oh no, this is like really bad.
Yeah, as soon as you get in the car.
And then I got home and I'm like, oh fuck, like it was the worst thing ever.
Look, I love it. If in an ideal,
just get a spray tan.
In an ideal, are you going to pay $40 every time for me to get a spray tan every fortnight?
Yes, it's healthier.
You know what, when you get a full-time job as a radiographer, do that.
I will. Thank if it you. Stops you love from going that. Out into the sun,
because I just love tanning. In an ideal world, I would be able to go out and tan and roast in the sun every day.
People
and just be, and if it didn't cause you cancer, I would do it all the time.
Yeah. And people,
and if it didn't make you wrinkly.
Yeah. And people go, oh, like it makes me feel good. And
it
like,
does.
Oh, being in the sun is like good. It, you know, it's
it
good
does.
To be in the sun
it
and
makes
stuff.
Me
and it's
feel
like,
good.
Yeah. But when you live in Australia in the middle of summer, to get your daily sunlight in, it takes about 10 minutes. And then you go, okay, anything more than this is just unnecessary. Right. You only dead set because of how fucking harsh a UV 10 we get almost every day in summer. You only need to be out there, unprotected essentially, for 10 minutes and you're good. That's your vitamin D, everything. You're sweet. But, you know.
Also, though, I'll let you guys know that my face didn't get burnt because I'm very diligent with sunscreening my face.
You reapplied your face, but then nothing
very
else.
Very diligent with my face.
She doesn't want face wrinkles. There you go.
Yeah, but...
Yeah, yeah, that's literally why.
I don't want wrinkles anywhere.
Anyway,
I just love it. And I'm excited to get back out there on the beach soon.
Yeah. Yeah, it's like you're in fucking recovery because of how bad it is.
Yeah, truly.
I've started...
No!
What?
We have something else to talk about quickly.
What?
We went to the farmers markets on Sunday.
Yes.
We went to the farmers markets, Newcastle City farmers markets on Sunday, and it was so wholesome and fun. And I'm so excited to go there when I'm not sunburnt because I went the day after and I could barely walk. So it'll be so fun to go when...
What did you buy from farmers markets?
From the
markets? Just not everything, but what was that one thing you bought that's quite a like a
We got
cool
gluten-free
thing?
Arancini
no.
balls.
Oh, that was really good.
That was mad.
But I'm more talking about the dragon
the
fruit.
The food there was amazing.
You
oh,
tried dragon fruit for
I
the first
really
time.
Wanted to get a dragon fruit.
Anabolic or not,
so
right now. Dragon fruit.
I really wanted to try dragon fruit, so I got a dragon fruit. And it was the one that was pink on the inside, bright pink. Absolutely fucking disgusting. Worst purchase of my life. They look so good online.
What does it taste like?
They look delicious. You know what it tastes like? Grass.
Yeah, right.
It tastes like nothing but like leaves and grass.
It tastes like when I had it ages ago. I had a white one though, so I don't know if the red's any different.
You tried the red and you could have told us.
It tastes like a watermelon that has no flavor in it at all. Like
See, I like watermelon and I also like watermelon with no flavor.
It's like eating the
but
white bit
of
a watermelon.
Taste like
you know how you eat through the red part and then you get to the bottom near the rind? That's what it tastes
That's
like.
Kind of gross. Yeah, it's just completely overrated.
Yeah, it is very overrated. It's just because it's called a dragon fruit. It's like,
but
whoa.
Anyway, and they look pretty. But anyway, yeah, the... Farmers markets were amazing. There was so much food, there was food stalls and there was people selling little knickknacks and all just like fresh produce and shit. And it was very wholesome, and I felt very, I felt like a free spirit at the farmer's market on a Sunday morning, you know?
Yeah, well, no, it was good.
When we're rich, we'll shop there.
Yes. We'd like to interrupt this thrilling chat to let you guys know that this episode is brought to you by Limitless Nutrition.
With the biggest and the best range of supplements on the market, the team at Limitless Nutrition make it their priority to ensure the supplements you purchase match your health and fitness needs.
And with countless specials every month of the year, you're bound to save some cash.
So head on over to www.limitlessnutrition.online to start purchasing.
And be sure to use code TALKINFIT10, that's TALKINFIT10, at checkout to save 10% off your order.
Now, back to the podcast.
I forgot to mention
what
the update on my book situation. New book, The Subtle Art of Not Giving a Fuck. I think the title is appropriate of a book for me, because I'm just gangster. I don't give no fucks. No, I'm joking. It's a smaller book. It's like 200 pages, I think, total. It's like another self-help book. You've probably heard of it. It's honestly probably one of the most well-renowned self-help books out there, I feel like. It's was like quite popular at one stage, I remember, because of the fact that it had the F word in its title, I think. But it's like, it's been quite good. I've read half of it already in, gosh, like what, maybe not even a week, but I will have that read before the end of this month for sure.
Well, I don't think it's even been a week.
Yeah, so I'll have that read, and that means that I then have two books to read in December. So it is looking very doable. Look, we put a poll out as well, and there was lots of doubters.
I love the
there was
way
lots and lots of doubters.
Be a hater.
There was stacks of doubters out there. So you know what? I'm coming for you, doubters.
Hold on, I have to the prove book you wrong right here.
To prove you wrong, yes.
Wait, no, stop. I'll tell you guys how many pages this has.
210.
It's literally 209 pages long, yeah. And the font's probably like size 24.
It's a nice quick read, which is good.
Guys, you know what page I'm up to in my book?
Yeah, what?
Pick my book up.
Oh, fucking this. It's like the Bible. How many pages is this?
No, what page am I up to?
Oh, you're up to page 507. Fucking hell.
I'm up to page 507 and I still have like 250 pages to go.
Yeah, but it's fiction, so it's easy to read.
It's a
great
book.
Easy to read.
God,
very
I
easy.
Love it. If you haven't read A Court of Thorns
and Roses,
Court of Thorns and Roses series,
yes,
read it.
You must be living under some sort of a rock if you don't even know what that is. So, but yes, I'm going to get it done. No jumping out of a plane.
What I've learned about reading The Subtle Art of Not Giving a Fuck.
No, that's not what I was going to say, actually.
I know what you'll learn, to just not give a fuck.
No, I was going to rehash a little thing we've talked about before in the past, because I've heard, I was listening to a podcast, it's the Modern Wisdom podcast with Chris Williamson, and he had Chris Bumstead, C-Bum, on it, and I was listening to their little chit-chat, and they have some, like, good quotes and stuff on there. Like, obviously, he's like the whole title is Modern Wisdom, so it's just, like, very much a self-help podcast, I suppose. But there was something they mentioned when it came to, I don't know what it was in particular they were talking about, but it was talking about being like, there's this mentality out now when it comes to overcoming problems, diseases, or even issues in our lives that we have to go through like war and back in order to, you know, get through them. We have to fucking, you know, fight demons and do it the hard way because that's the best way. In the end, like doing it the hardest way we can is the best way to overcome these problems. And they referred to like someone, if they had, what was it? I think it was if you have depression and you take antidepressants, are you cheating yourself because you're taking some form of help to get you through this? It's the same with Ozempic, the people that are taking Ozempic. Is it bad or is it just a good solution? You know what I mean? Like, because we sat here and we spoke about how we don't think it's the best idea for most people And I think Grace still stands with
can
that.
Can I ask something?
Yeah.
They're saying, is Ozempic just a nice, good, easy solution for fat loss? Are cigarettes just an easy solution for feeling good?
No.
Is smoking weed just like a good, easy solution to make us feel good?
No, but it's making a positive impact on your life. But it's not doing it the traditional hard way, which is like, you know, obviously going to the gym, working out and stuff. You still, obviously, on Ozempic, you could starve yourself and lose weight, I guess. But you still are making a conscious decision towards your health, right? So most people, when they take that step, are going to, you know, probably start eating better anyway. But it was just this thing because it's like, well, then look at people who, if you get up and drink your morning coffee in the morning and have caffeine, are you cheating yourself of, you know, you shouldn't need that, right? You should just be able to rely on your own energy that you have through food and good sleep. And, you know, you should 100%. Just be able to rely on that and not 100%. Caffeine. Yeah, but think how many people that would shit on like something like Ozempic but drink caffeine every day. You know what I mean? Like you're still, that's not natural. You're still using some form of support there to get through your day. You know, it's sort of the same thing, realistically. It's just that it's a much more drastic approach to it. That's all. But, I mean, in the end, you aren't going to be, you know.
I didn't like the comparison that you told me they use where they were like, is it not just the same as someone taking antidepressants if they're depressed?
Well, yes, it would be like taking that's taking though an obese person and putting them on Ozempic, like
yeah,
someone
well,
with
that's
like
valid.
Actual obesity.
It's not valid with all of these people who are just too fucking lazy and aren't committed
but
enough
even
to make
people,
a change when there's
people,
no need for it. That's the issue with Ozempic. The issue with Ozempic, it's not that there's morbidly obese people taking Ozempic. That's the fucking point of it. The issue is there's people who aren't morbidly obese and who don't really have that many like medical risks associated with their weight that are taking it anyway. They're the fucking problem. Not the morbidly obese people. They should be taking Ozempic. It's the people who literally can get up, go to the gym, eat in a calorie deficit, but they choose not to because they're not committed enough. And they're the people that are taking Ozempic from the diabetics and the really obese people and people with thyroid issues and shit. And they're the problem. And no, they don't need Ozempic. And no, it's not the good, quick, easy solution to weight loss. They'll go off Ozempic, guess what? They'll get fucking fat again because they haven't implemented good lifestyle habits and routines.
Yes, but that's the thing of even people who are morbidly obese that have been on it, still are copping like slack
well,
off
they
people
shouldn't
for
be. Well, then those
having
people,
taken Ozempic.
Yeah, well, those people are stupid that are getting up the morbidly obese people.
Yeah.
It's when it's you've got the celebrities taking it and, you know, you're like some random TikTok influencer with 50,000 followers taking it, or you know, someone's mum who's just like,
I get.
Yeah, I've tried to be in a calorie deficit, but it just doesn't work. And yet they pour a half a bottle of olive oil into their dinner, and they have like 10 lattes with full cream milk a day. And
taking shots at my mother.
No, I'm not taking shots at your mother. I'm just saying there's so many people that do that but then will take these alternative routes for a bit and they'll work. But then guess what happens when they go off it?
But will it though? So it might be enough for some people to get to that stage of being like having
lean.
Lost the weight to go, I want to keep this now because I know it's possible. Some people have this ingrained in their head that it's impossible for them to lose weight. And when they get shown it, right, they get it down. They know now, okay, I've got to keep it off. I've got to, you know.
And then when they get the weight down and they go off Ozempic and they're off Ozempic for a period of time and then they go, oh my God, the scale's gone up, and they freak the fuck out and get back on Ozempic.
Because they don't know how to maintain it. It's everyone's going
to
have different experiences on it too. It's like it's hard to talk generally about everyone's experience on Ozempic.
That's the thing with Ozempic, but is it's not a permanent solution.
Yeah, no, I do agree. I think you should definitely tackle it like weight loss from a typical approach of working out and like making the right changes to your lifestyle. But I feel like a lot of people who are ending up on it, obviously we can criticize them for having, you know, essentially copped out and not really tried. But a lot of the time people who are taking it aren't people that are just overweight and go, oh yeah, I'm just going to take this for a quick like weight loss. There would be 100% people out there. But I feel like a lot of people are people who have attempted it and have just like...
Who have attempted it...
And done it, gone about it improperly. Yes.
100%.
Yeah.
And don't sit here and tell me that you don't have time to eat properly and get in a bit of movement when I have so many clients who are mothers, some single mothers with literally like 2+ kids that can still look after their nutrition and go to the gym or move every day.
Yeah.
Don't sit here and tell me you don't have time when I know people that are doing that plus working full time, you know?
Yeah.
It's just people are just, it is what it is. It's just the world. People are just a little bit lazy sometimes.
Yeah. I think unless there's something that comes out with Ozempic that it's like quite, maybe it's carcinogenic or it's quite adverse to your health. And then people are taking it anyway because they want to lose weight, but ignoring the health implications of it. I feel like then we've got a definitely much more of a problem with it. But until then, I'm sort of on the side of if you want to take it, and if you end up just ending up putting up the weight again, like on the scale, you know, it's inevitable, and it's just you'll learn. That's just a lesson for you to learn, and maybe then you'll come to your wits about yourself, and you'll go, okay, I can't cheat this anymore. You know, I can't, but. For some people, like I said, I feel like it might be enough for them to see themselves leaner and go, okay, wow, like now I'm going to, this is what I needed to now, for it to click over in my head and be like, okay, now I need to eat properly and things like that and be conscious of it and exercise and things like that. But if it doesn't, if, you know, they go on it, they lose weight and then put it all back on, you know, I don't think they're going to blame the drug because they saw themselves lose the weight. They're going to end up having no excuse but to blame themselves. You know, there would be some nutcase out there that would still manage to be like, oh, I'm, you know, the one of one to the whole situation. Like, it doesn't work for me. But
people are gonna do what they're gonna do.
Yeah, I think just if you want to take it, go for your life. You know, but if you end up going back into the same shape you're in now, then you'll fucking, you know, you'll learn that you can't take it forever. And so eventually it'll come to the point where, yeah, you will need to have made lifestyle choices and hopefully you make it whilst taking it if you have to, you know. But, yeah, that's what I think with it a bit more now. I'm like, I can understand, I definitely understand making the lifestyle choices 100%, but I feel like go for it. Go for your life. Unless
just
it's...
Just take steroids. Go for your
life. No, no. So, completely different. Completely different because we know with steroids there are adverse health effects to it for the sake of body image. We don't know yet. With Ozempic, there might be some odd cases here and there of something, but there's nothing in... You know, if there was something that comes out and goes, okay, it's carcinogenic, it increases your chances of heart failure or, you know, all this stuff... Then it's like, all right, now you have to be probably a bit more conscious of what you're doing. And I would definitely rule it out and be like, you can definitely do this with lifestyle changes. But if it's literally just helping you lose weight and there's no health effects of taking it, then go for it.
Kidney disease, gallbladder disease, pancreatitis, thyroid cancer.
What's this under? Go up.
Heartburn.
Go up. All the Ozempic side effects, right? But who's
flatulence?
Is this like very few cases to the point where like one person did and then it was like, okay, well, now we have to listen.
Is it pancreatitis? Is that how you say it?
Yes.
Interesting.
Well, I know I have heard odd cases here and there of there being issues, but until it's like a thing of okay, no, it's gonna cause issues, then. Yeah, then I'd suggest to stay away from it for sure, just like steroids in that matter. But I don't believe it is yet, so that's my take on it again. You know, I wanted to bring up another thing. I had a couple old things here that I thought, you know what? I'm just going to bring it up anyway. There are a few old things. So it's something actually happened recently. It's one of those things, you know how it's the most simulation thing ever, and it wigs me out every time it happens at the gym when you see the same fucking person there, but then at like, say, a different time,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, you got, yes.
I had a wig out experience the other week. I was at the terrace at the start of the week.
Wait, was I here? Maybe not.
Maybe I don't know. But I was at the terrace at the start of the week. And there was this guy that was at the terrace as well, at the same time I was in the morning, I think. Then I went to Newey West later in that week of an afternoon. And lo and behold, here is old mate again. I thought, what is fucking happening? Like, how has that happened?
That's crazy.
That doesn't make any sense. Not only are you at a different fucking time than you were on the other day, you're at a different gym. You're at a fucking different gym at the same time as me. Like, coincidence is like such a strange thing, and I do believe it is a coincidence.
Do
but
you know who I always see at the gym?
Spin out. Mm?
Every single, almost every time I go to the gym, I see Rod. Shout out, Rod.
Yeah.
But I will go like very sporadically to the terrace. I'll go sometimes, like, I don't know, Tuesday morning, Rod will be there.
Yeah.
I went the other day for the first time in ages. Like Wednesday afternoon when I never train, yeah, and Rod's there. Next day I go in, Rod's there.
Yeah.
I'm just like, what?
We had a funny experience.
How do we keep seeing each other at the same time? It's so weird.
Doesn't make sense. We had like a funny experience when we went on a Monday, late Monday arvo a couple weeks ago to the terrace. And every Tom, Dick and Harry that we fucking know under the sun was there that day. We dead set. It was like 10 people.
It was like a reunion.
It was like Lara was there. Like Lachlan was there and his girlfriend. There was fucking...
Who else? Someone else was there.
Jerry was in the fucking...
Yeah, we saw
just
Jerry
pulls up randomly
in the
servo. Like it was just... There was just people everywhere that we knew.
There was more people, I swear, as well. It was just
spin
like...
spin out.
Yeah, it was like a catch up. Everyone was there.
But yeah, no, it's just, that threw me off though. It was different gyms more so was what threw me off. Like fair at the same gym.
Yeah, that's crazy.
But it's like, you could pin that down to a bit of coincidence, but at a different gym, nah.
Yeah,
that's just
like,
what are you doing? Stop. Like you're stalking me. Oh, I have an old thing here. I'll put it out there for you and you see if you want to discuss. It's just on it. Gym styles that have gone out of fashion. What are some gym styles that have gone out of fashion?
Gym styles?
Yeah. What's something you were rocking back in the day and now you go, oh, I wouldn't wear that again? Or like, is there any gym styles?
Obviously, oh no.
That have gone out of fashion maybe. You know what? I look back at some old videos of me and Grace going to the gym. I had some diabolical gym fits. Like I look back and go, what the fuck went through my head to go, I'm going to rock up at a public location wearing that shit.
Can
terrible.
I just say two things? First thing, a gym outfit honestly can make your session so much better and it can make you feel so much better about yourself if you're wearing a good gym outfit.
Yeah.
I recommend to anyone to invest in a good gym set. It just boosts your confidence 1,000,000%, and it honestly can be what decides if you have a good workout or an average workout.
Yeah.
Truly. Second thing, and I'm going to post this on my Instagram. I bought, for all the girlies out there, I bought two pairs of shorts off Amazon the other week.
Yep.
For, I shit you not, $16.99 each.
Yeah.
And they are the exact shorts that you get from the brand Define.
Yeah.
And if you go on Define's website and get the branded shorts, they're like nearly, I think they're like $65 or something. Something
fucking
stupid.
Hell. Yeah.
So expensive. But anyway, I got these shorts for $16.99 a pair off Amazon with the exact Define logo on the back, on the side, and on the inside.
And
basically,
they look great
as
well.
And they are the best shorts ever. Like, they're my favorite shorts
Grace's
that I own.
Bunda is popping in these.
Yeah,
like,
they're the Define Impact shorts, so they make your butt look really, really good. And I'm pretty sure they're the exact shorts that they sell on the Define website. So head on over to Amazon and get save your money.
Yeah, 100%.
I'm about to go buy like three more pairs.
I have one thing that I reckon I've just thought of now that has gone out of style. One gym style that is just dead that I used to rock as well is basketball jerseys in the gym.
I was thinking, I saw a photo of you the other day too with basketball jerseys.
It's just not a vibe. I don't know what it is about them. I just, to be honest, basketball jerseys look amazing, right? And I look at them from a distance and I see them in stores and online and stuff and I go, oh, I'd love to have that jersey and whatever and stuff because they look cool. When you put them on, Bart, it's just like, I don't know if it's because I'm the way I'm shaped. I don't like, you know, maybe I don't look like a basketball player. Some people pull it off though, I will say. Some people do pull off basketball jerseys, but for the most part, I don't know. They're just a bit, I don't love them. I don't like the look of them at all. They just look a bit yuck. They never fit me or suit me. I don't know if it's because I'm white. I don't know if it's because I'm, you know, like just a bit like heftier. I have no idea, but it's just something. It just, I used to pump them back in the day, as you all know. Mm. Basketball jersey fanatic. But it's one of those things like you get them and then you wear them and then you go, I look really just, I don't know, odd in it. And then that's it. But yeah, I used to be in my basketball jersey era a few years ago. Not anymore. I'm just sort of a bit over that. Me and my more compression shirt era. I like a good compression t-shirt.
Me too, but...
So if you're listening, Santa, compression t-shirt would be awesome.
Santa
so,
says, what the fuck? I brought you a compression shirt and you never fucking wear it.
No. Okay. T-shirt. I've one thing. I do like it. Grace bought me a long sleeve compression shirt, like a long sleeve one, because I really wanted it. It didn't have the. I did want one that had like more of like a turtleneck collar.
Impossible to find.
Yeah, but so this one's got. It's got much like it's got like a really open collar, which is fine. It's not that why I don't like it. It's just I don't know. It's just it doesn't suit me as well as I liked. I love wearing it because it feels great. Like it feels really good, and I'm gonna keep wearing it. I mean, in summer it's a bit woof, but. Like, I will wear it. I will keep wearing it. But I do... It's something about the shirts that are compression shirts look really, like nice, like, real aesthetic.
Yeah, I like them.
I mean, I can't believe, like, some of the hats I even wore, some of those hats that were on your hat rack, I just was like, oh, yeah, I'll wear this to the gym. Crooked brim and shit and, like... Speaking of...
What do you mean on my hat racks?
On your, like, hat rack. Like, they're not your hats, other people's hats. Remember there's that Ringers one? And it's, like, dirty.
Yeah, that's my hat.
It's cream-coloured and it's got, like, a bent rim.
That's my hat.
Yeah, but it just looks... It looked goofy. I saw me wearing it and I was like, wow, that looks goofy as. Speaking of which, I've lost my brand new Sam Sulek hat. I've still not located it and I'm really annoyed. Have you found it? Is it anywhere? It's got to be here.
That's another thing that I bought
you. Yeah, well, we've got to find that. We've got to hunt that down.
We'll hunt it down, I'm sure.
Because my old Spanish Sam Sulek hat is got crooked. A crooked rim. And I hate it. It makes you look just heaps wonky and just weird. But, yeah, I'm a bit annoyed.
Are we going to play the what are you thing?
We can.
Yeah,
do you
I
want
think
to?
That's fine.
Okay, we'll finish with that. But actually, you know what? Shout out to anyone that just like fishes through their clothes and picks out a shirt or something at the bottom of it, wears it to the gym one day and then goes, hey, this actually like is a good gym fit. I've done that a couple times. Have you ever?
Yeah, 100.
Like that Under Armour grey compression shirt I have, I forgot all about that I had it. I don't even remember when I bought it. And I remember one day I pulled it out this year and put it on, and obviously I hadn't worn it in
now
a few
you
years.
Fill it out
now
quite
it filled out.
Nicely.
Yeah, it was the same with the Gymshark black Gymshark
very
shirt.
Nicely.
They fit me nice now. I'm like back in the day they fit me, but not
Lewis,
to the exchange at the stage
I just
now.
Say, we were at Nui West the other day, and Lewis was down at the cables, and I was up the top of the stairs, and I looked down, and when I looked at him, he looked like someone who was on gear. That's how muscly he looked from where I was standing.
Hey.
Your back muscles were absolutely so pumped. Like you looked literally like you could have been on gear. That's how huge
it's,
you looked.
You know what I put it down to is the carb powder that I drink as an intra workout gets me so fucking pumped now. I remember the pump I had the other day, yesterday. In my upper session, I had to. It was really shitting me because it felt great and it like looked not too bad too, in the mirror. But I had to rush my posing. because I had to go to work. But I remember putting my shirt on, getting in the car, and my arm, if my sleeve was so tight in my work shirt, which it normally isn't very tight. Like, it's sort of, it's fitting. It's like fitting to my arm. But because it was that pumped, was like skin tight to my arm. And I was like, holy shit, I've never had my arm this pumped ever. Yeah. I'm also eating a lot more carbohydrates throughout the day too. But like the carb powder during the session as well, just it just fucking, you want a good pump? Fuck pre-workout. I haven't had pre-workout in a fucking few months now, just because I haven't been able to afford it. But this stuff, like, if you want to pump, just take carb powder. It's just, you just blow up.
Yeah, well, he looked so good. And I was like, wow.
Yeah, I mean, I'll take it. Actually, I'm going to call out Henry. I know you're listening to this. Put up on his story the other day about that people who wear slides in the gym being gross or something. Fuck you. Fuck
well,
you.
Relax.
No, because we are advocates over here for slides in the gym. I mean, unless... I'll allow it if they were slides and they didn't have socks.
That's outrageous.
Fine. If you don't wear socks in the gym, you're a bit odd, right? I'm all for no shoe as long as you have socks on.
Yeah.
But like, yeah, have a bit of basic hygiene. No one wants to see your fucking feet unless
but
you're a
socks
weirdo.
And slides are so yeah. good.
So I'd thoroughly disagree with that. I'm sorry, Henry. That was just. No, that was not a good take. I'm afraid
that's
that was not a good take.
Not anabolic.
Not anabolic. Slides in or Crocs in the gym are the vibe, with socks, obviously. Okay, so we'll finish off. We had this game mode that we're game mode. I'm thinking like in like a video game, you'd call it a game mode, like segment that we're stealing off Will and Pat, our favorite podcasters from the You Wouldn't podcast. Where they did this thing to each other where they said what they think the other person is. Say we... I'm the king of dog shit explanations. So we'll say like car brand, right? And I have to think what Grace would be as a car brand, if that makes sense. And Grace has to think what I would be as a car brand. So there's like different things and we have to think what we'd be as different things.
Yeah, you'll get the gist. You'll get the gist.
That's the worst.
Oh my God.
Explanation.
Here, let's start
ever.
Off with this.
I have something wrong in my brain when it comes to being literate in conversation sometimes.
Literate.
Where it just doesn't, yeah, I cannot form sentences or find the words. I know there's a word. I'm like, that'd be perfect. But guess what? It's not in my head. Oh, anyway.
Let's start off with dog breeds.
Oh, dog breed. Oh, that's a good one, actually.
Wait, do we have to say what we think, like what dog breed I think I am?
No.
Or
no.
You have to think
what I would be. You would be like a, what would you be? Because you have to be something that's like friendly, but also like
friendly.
A bit like, you'll be careful because it might bite your hand off, sort of a thing. Yeah.
That's a bit crazy.
Vicious a little bit. If we're going off like appearance, though, you could be like a little dash hound or something. Like,
he's saying that because he thinks I have a big nose. He thinks I have a big pointy nose. You're looking at my bad side, by the way. My nose looks better.
No,
judge me from this side.
You'd
profile.
Be like maybe you'd be like a poodle.
Like no,
I know you hate poodles.
That's absolute.
But no, you got to think.
No, I'm so offended by that.
You're not a small dog.
You're
not a small dog because...
Why wouldn't you say something like, you know what I'd be less offended by?
What?
Something like a Cocker Spaniel or something.
Well, that was what I was thinking as well. There was like poodle or Cocker Spaniel in my head.
Poodle is fucking outrageous.
I think Cocker Spaniel might be more the route.
That is so offensive.
What? My dog is half poodle,
yeah,
so just watch your mouth, yeah?
The fact you look at me and think poodle...
So only because like you're not a small dog.
That makes me want to actually.
It depends
end
what
my
we're going
life.
Off with this. Is it the nature of
no,
the
no,
dog
no,
or is it the appearance
no,
of the dog?
It's just the vibe. Like, what are you?
Oh. Well, Cocker Spaniel's there because you do give off Cocker Spaniel vibes. It's not way out there either of a dog breed either because you're
like
not
a,
like
a
massively
like a
out there eccentric person. Pointer. Well,
or like
well,
a,
you just went on about me calling
like
your
a,
nose
oh
big.
Oh my God, like an Australian. No, do you know what a pointer is? That what? No. A pointer, they're those dogs that see something and they lock on and they point at it.
No, you wouldn't be.
What
that.
About like an Australian sheepdog or like, you know, Lassie?
Why are you giving me examples you know for Lassie? You? Or are you saying this is what I'd be?
No, because I'm just really sad that you said I oh, no, would
I'm
be
going
a
with Cocker Spaniel.
I think poodle's bullshit.
I'm going with Cocker Spaniel.
But even to be, you know what?
What?
I was going to say you're a poodle more so.
Oh, because hectic.
No, just I think poodle embodies you, A, because your dog's a poodle and it just, you have the same hair as Ollie, like you and Ollie match.
Well, no, no, no. What, labradoodle or poodle?
No, fuck lab. I fucking hate labradoodles.
I would, no. I reckon I would be a labradoodle, but because no. I, oh, no, 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 think because I'm a pig and I eat a lot of food. I love food.
No. Nope.
Right, I've got the labradoodle me and Lewis, I'm playful. Poodles are quite serious.
Your labradoodle does not represent, but they're sophisticated, all labradoodles.
And they're quite smart poodles.
Can I say
actually.
That?
Yeah.
Ollie does not represent majority of labradoodles, and I don't think you are majority of labradoodles.
Oh.
I think you're more so like a poodle because you're just a little bit like you're, you know.
I'm not fucking snobby. Is
you're
that
not,
what you're trying
no,
to
you're
say?
Not snobby.
What's the word?
You're not snobby, but
no. What's the word we were saying? Remember at the races, there was a word we were throwing out.
Demure.
No, no, no. There was like suave in a way. It was
you're
like
sort
a word.
Of like. Oh,
I've forgotten it now.
I know, I know. Yeah, Lewis is just sort of like, he's very clever, you know, doesn't particularly want to get his hands dirty, which I really like. Like, you're sort of mindful in what you do. You're not overly chatty, but, you know, you'll get along with someone if you get to know them. I don't know. You just
wow, you've got a better words. Breakdown of why I'm a poodle. I just think you're just a Cocker Spaniel.
Okay.
Get the vibe, you know? No, it's because you're not a very, like a Cocker Spaniel is a very, it's not like a mad quiet dog, but it's definitely not out there like an eccentric dog that's like, you know, golden retrievers and stuff like that. Because
yeah.
you keep to yourself quite a bit.
Yeah.
But then if you get to know it, it's very loving and like, you know, it like is a really good dog.
Thank you.
So, yeah.
Thanks. Good boy.
You're my bitch is what you are. There we go.
No, you can't.
Anyway, what's another category?
Yeah, that's
should we do
really
car brand or should we do, what should we do? Shop? Or
shop.
What was
yeah,
some other ones?
Yeah, we could do shop. Or car brand's a good one.
Or no, food item. We'll do food item. What food item are you? Like any food in the world.
What food item are you?
What are you? You'd be like a...
Shit.
You'd be like a... It could be like spaghetti. Could be.
That's random.
Because you're like noodly. And
what the
and
hell?
And saucy.
Oh.
Interesting. No, what would you be?
I reckon
you'd be something really underrated, actually. So I'm trying to think
oh,
of an underrated food.
Oh, that's really sweet.
Mm.
I reckon you're definitely this, I don't know. I was going to say you're definitely like paella.
You're just doing that because it's like a food I love and I'm Spanish as well.
Oh, do you know what food just keeps coming to mind when I think, what is Lewis?
What?
Cannoli.
Cannoli.
I just think you're a bit of a cannoli.
What?
I don't know.
That's a weird one. That's a out of this, like.
I just think cannoli.
There was a word there on the tip of my tongue and it just vanished like it seems to all the time. What would you be? Spaghetti is whatever. That's for some reason what comes to my head first. So obviously you give off that vibe of spaghetti.
It's just spaghetti, yeah. Right.
And you're a bit cheesy too. Like it's there sometimes and it's not also. Like sometimes you have cheese on it and sometimes you don't. You are a bit cheesy with your personality, obviously.
That's rude.
What? Cheesy, but in a good way. Who doesn't love cheese?
True. All right.
Cheese is fantastic.
So Lewis is a cannoli and I'm spaghetti.
That's sometimes cheesy and sometimes not.
All right, what car brand? I just know what car brand I am.
You said this for food item and then I don't think I got it. What food item do you think you were when you said... Oh, no, you said
no,
fast
food.
Car brand, you would be like a... For some reason, I do think Mazda. I don't know whether that's because you drive
too,
a Mazda.
But Mazdas are just lovely cars.
I feel like everyone is their car brand that they drive, realistically. Like, it's hard for me to... If I know you and I know what car you drive, I go, yeah, you're a Mazda. Like, because you do drive Mazdas. But there's something about Mazdas that's like... It's a bit more. I've always thought Mazdas to be a bit of a feminine car.
Yeah, definitely.
Like a Suzuki.
Mazdas are. God,
but then,
the
but
best.
Then, like Suzukis have like fucking four wheel drives and stuff. Same with Mazdas, they've got four wheel drives and like
yeah,
there's plenty
Mazdas
of blokes that
everything.
Drive them.
Yeah, yeah.
But it's just there's the I'm talking more the like sedans and the hatches and stuff. All
what
have
you?
Like a feminine vibe to it. So I'd say you're a
Lewis
Mazda.
Is a Rolls Royce.
Oh, fuck. Don't do that to me. I just called you a Mazda and then you go and Rolls Royce on me.
It's what I was thinking this whole time. I was
really?
Expecting to be called. I was expecting him to say some luxury.
Yeah, but see, we've
car.
Got to. Yeah, but we've got to put our like.
I'm a Mazda.
We've got to come out legit here, or else I would just say everything that I love. You know what I mean? Like, I would have
yeah,
said.
Yeah, but what car?
So I would have said like. I would have said like, you know, Lamborghini or Ferrari. You know, like top of the range. You know.
No, guys.
Pristine.
I'm a 2012 Mazda 3.
No, you're not a Mazda 3.
Red.
You're a Mazda. But I wouldn't know what type of Mazda you would be. But you definitely give Mazda. Because both your cars have been a Mazda. Both my cars haven't. So I feel like you are a Mazda.
Okay.
You are what you drive. What's another one? One more. We'll do one more.
No,
what's,
these are fun. I want to keep going.
What's some... Here, let me just some... I'll look up categories of things.
Oh, they did a good one quickly. Mm-hmm. What utensil are you? No, what cutlery item are you? Like... Knife, spoon, fork. You're definitely a spoon to me.
Oh, I've got another
You're
one.
You're a spoon. Just quickly, this is
oh,
a quick
just
one.
Oh, just no. It was like a kitchen utensil.
Oh, well, no, I'm saying cutlery. So which one?
Oh, well, you'd be a knife. You would be a knife. Cutthroat, that's for sure. Could kill someone. But it's like super necessary. Super necessary, a knife. Remember how I said all you need is... the only utensil you need, I'm pretty sure, was a spoon. No. What did I say, actually?
Didn't you say knife and fork?
No, I said knife. I said just
That's
knife.
That's right. You said just
because
knife.
Because knife works as a fork. Because you can, and
Try
you can cut.
Eating peas with a
you
knife.
Can cut.
Good luck.
No, yeah, but a knife... And then you need everything
you
in
cut,
a bowl.
Guys, I reckon...
Everything in a bowl. So if you got
no,
soup,
look,
drink out of the bowl.
That's really funny, but because Peas, you reckon knife
the
is the most necessary and you said I'm enough. I reckon spoon's most necessary and I said you're a spoon. Cute. What's
there
your next
go.
One?
What animal? Animal.
Oh.
Would you be? Mm. You know what I get? For some reason, you're going to hate this again. It was just like when I said animal and then I look at you, I'm like, it was just... Straight in my head was a sloth.
That is fucked up. That is so fucking rude.
I don't know why it was a sloth or
that's really
a toucan. No. No. I've got it. One of those like penis nose monkeys. I'm kidding. I'm joking. No, but dead set,
and
a sloth.
And Lewis wonders why I want to get a nose job. No. I cop this all the time.
Wait, look at me. You're not a bird. You're definitely not
Thank
a bird.
Thank God I'm not a bird.
You're not a bird of any sort. I just sloth. I don't know why. You're not a fish either, I don't
Are you
think.
Seriously sloth? Look at me. I'm a pitcher. I'm the pitcher of athleticism.
And
you say
yeah,
sloth.
Like you'd be like a gazelle or something like that. Something with like long legs. That's like
Stallion.
Fast. No, not a horse. Definitely not a horse. But I reckon you could be like a gazelle running in the fucking...
That's more valid
the Sahara
than
of Africa.
Sloth.
It's Yeah. She's like a rugby league gazelle. You wouldn't get that. But yeah, you'd be like a gazelle running away from like a lion chasing after you or something. But you're just... And you're gracefully running away from it. I reckon gazelle.
I'll take that
I'll
over
go with
sloth.
Gazelle. Gazelle. Or
I hate... Why did that come to your
cheetah.
Mind first?
Cheetah.
Thank you. That one's cooler. Mm,
cheetah. Nah, I'm thinking more gazelle. Gazelle. Don't you remember Giselle the Gazelle of Zootopia? The one that sings in it?
No.
She's like the pop star. That's what you are. Is gazelle.
Yeah, I'm thinking... Gorilla. No, I'm kidding. No, you don't give gorilla. You give like lemur.
Yeah, I do because I'm in the CBCJ crew and we're all the gorilla gang. So I've got to be a gorilla.
No.
What would I be as an animal? Come on. You can't tell me animals aren't just pinging your head.
The first one that pings to my head is like lemur or something. But I don't really think you're a lemur. You are a little bit of a lemur, but you're really like naughty. Like Lewis is so, he's just.
I can see that.
You know what else you could be? A raccoon.
Mm.
I reckon raccoon's a bit of you. Lewis is a raccoon as hell.
Take that.
That's so valid.
Wow, so I eat out of bins.
Yeah.
And I'm a fat ass.
You're a bit trashy.
Wow.
No, I'm kidding.
Damn.
I want to do another one.
Okay, we'll do one more.
Shop is an all right one. Like, just like a random sport. Shop. Yeah, do a sport.
A sport. What sport would you be?
I know what sport I would be.
You know what you would be?
What?
I don't. Again, it's one of these things that's just gone pew to my head is lacrosse. Don't know why. It's just. First thing that came to my mind.
Lacrosse.
Do you know what lacrosse is?
Yeah, I do.
Mm. You'd, if some reason I feel like in another world, you're a lacrosse player, like professional, probably best lacrosse player ever would be you.
I reckon I'd be like a hurdler.
Oh, that's another
or
good
like
one.
A long jumper or
yes,
something.
Yes, yes. Because you're like quite long. So that would make sense too. But
I always think
lacrosse.
I always, sometimes it will cross my mind and I'll just think, I had like really good long jump potential and I've never done anything with it.
Yeah. With like you mean with your like body shape.
I just think I'm your like build. not to toot my own horn, but I think I'm just athletically built. Like if I
you
want,
are.
If I wanted
yeah.
to.
Well, you're a good sprinter, no?
Yeah.
So yeah. Shame.
But I just didn't do anything with it, which fucking sucks.
Well, it's never too late. True, never too late. You're only 23. I was about to say 21 then. That's me.
What are you?
Yeah, what am I? Think. Surely, again.
Lawn bowls.
Oh, fucking hell. These are shit.
I'm kidding. What are you?
Hmm. What sport?
I reckon you're like gridiron.
I'll take that. That's pretty good. Gridiron.
Because you just like shuffle along and you're like big.
Yeah.
So you just sort of like, I just picture gridiron players to just sort of like be doing not a whole lot on the field, just like sort of like wrestling with each other.
But there's a lot of IQ there because there's tactics in gridiron.
Yeah, but you're not a gridiron player that's like kicking or catching or running the ball.
I'm the quarterback.
You're the gridiron player that's just sort of like wrestling with another dude.
Oh, well, fuck. Never mind. I'm not the quarterback. Yeah, right. Okay. Wrestling with another dude. Fucking, right? Yeah,
or
I'll take
maybe
that.
You're like...
No, I'll take gridiron.
Gridiron's pretty valid.
Could be here forever doing these.
I have a question, bud.
Okay.
Who do you think each other's like celebrity lookalike is? I love this question. I love this question. Tell the crowd who we've gotten before. I've only ever gotten one person. Who have you gotten? Who do people tell you look like?
Oh, I know who you are. Isn't it Jennifer Lawrence?
Yeah.
Yeah, you got Jennifer Lawrence. I don't see Jennifer Lawrence that much. Maybe with your black, darker hair now, but when you're blonde, I could not see it at all.
Yeah.
Like, that's just no.
Who do you get?
I get Johnny Sins. No, I don't get Johnny Sins. I get
what the hell?
I get Clark Kent all the time.
Clark Kent, but
like,
so
all
okay,
the time.
So character slash celebrity lookalike. You always get Clark Kent.
Clark Kent, Harry Potter.
I've gotten Harry Potter. Look like fucking
but that's
Harry
just glasses
that's
and like
bullshit.
Hair color, really.
You just don't.
Who would you be celebrity lookalike wise? ASMR Geeby. Grace hates this ASMR woman because I used to just watch her ASMR videos to go to bed to. Literally the only thing, because they were like good ASMR videos. And I put it on one day and then I made one comment being like, oh, she sort of looks like you, like a little bit. And then forever since then, she's just like, you fucking love ASMR Geeby. Oh, let's put on some ASMR Geeby. But genuinely, you look like slightly.
Yeah, go marry ASMR Geeby.
There, like that.
That pisses me off.
I don't know who I'd say celebrity-wise. I always find that quite hard.
Very hard.
Yeah, it's very hard. Because I see you as you know. All right. Anyway, I think enough yapping for another week.
That's so fun, guys.
We'll do another one next week.
No, guys.
Or give us suggestions.
If you actually listen to this and come up.
Stop saying that. Stop saying that.
No, let me get my point across.
You're shitting on our own podcast.
Let me get my point across.
You actually even got through that. Good job. Gold star. Lara.
What celebrity lookalike do you think we look like? That's a tough question. And if you can answer that, you get a point.
Who am I?
You get a point if you can answer that because that's a tough one.
All right. Well, we're going to love yous and leave yous.
Bye.
Thank you for being patient and waiting to Wednesday to get this episode. Gosh, but it's out.
Good things come to those. Yeah,
and you've listened, so congratulations. And we'll see you guys next week. Hopefully not Wednesday, but next week.